Hello, this is Al Rivett with Lowry Solutions. Today we're going to speak about the need and the experience around moving to Android across the enterprise.
And my name is Nick DiAgostino, and I'm the product marketing manager for Managed Print Services and Enterprise Mobility. And I'm here to help have that conversation with Al.
Thanks, Nick. So at Lowry Solutions, our traditional markets and verticals that we serve are manufacturing and automotive and the supply chain. And there is a heavy concentration of Windows environment for the mobile computers across those segments. And we offer services to migrate customers towards the next platform, which is Android. Windows is going away. Nick can share some more information about that, but it's an event that's coming, and we cannot change from that. And we have an experience with a customer that was very reticent to make that change. And it's not insignificant when you look at applications and the customer's environment and the users of how you transition not only to a device platform, but also to the tools and applications for them to actually do their job. So Nick, do you want to speak a little further about just the dates and the timing of the Windows retirement and the move?
Yeah, absolutely. So the big elephant in the room is that Windows CE, Windows Mobile, is no longer going to be supported past 2021. And what that means for your business, if you are running Windows Mobile or Windows CE, that you are going to be susceptible to a lot of security risks. You're going to see losses of productivity, and you're really going to have to start thinking about how you plan to make this migration to Android, because that date is coming and it's going to come faster than you realize.
Thanks, Nick. Now that's great. And the conversations we've had with customers about making the migration, it's hard to fault them. They look at their current Windows devices. They tell us they work. They don't have a security problem today because they're out on a plant floor and there's no need to move. And that might be the case to a point. However, we did have a situation that we want to discuss in a little more detail with a current customer that was running not a Zebra platform of product that was all Windows. It had been very easy for them to light up this new plant. They're a tier one automotive supplier and assembly environment, heavy on the scanning and mobility side, where it would have been very easy for them just to buy additional Windows devices and go on their way. And we asked them to pause. We took in some of the latest line of Zebra product, just phenomenal scanning, just a great product, but it's on the Android operating system. And we did some use case in their environment, just a scanning, and talked about what it would take for Lowry to be able to assist them in considering Android and this platform for their environment. Again, like a lot of our customers, they were reticent to make that that move, but they allowed us to attempt a pilot, a proof of concept, for example, to move to an emulation client that's going to allow them to access their systems, a desktop client. Taking a little bit of Nick's thunder here, but I'll have Nick explain a little bit further. But I will tell you, I was even surprised. We were surprised how quickly we were able to get the customer to test out the environment and to move to this platform. So, Nick, do you want to go through just a timeline of, you know, how long it took to basically get the initial device in the environment for end user testing, and then to the full complete image for the transfer?
Yeah, absolutely. So we reached out to this customer and we tried a different approach. We wanted to be much more engaging in the way that they can help understand exactly what this migration to Android entails. I think that there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of uncertainty, there's a lot of unknowns, but it's really not that difficult to do once you understand it and you have a trusted advisor like Lowry who can walk you through that process. So we visited this manufacturer, and they were kind enough to have us on site, and they showed us their business workflows, and they showed us the current equipment that they're using. And they did a lot of terminal emulation applications that they need to access their ERP systems. And that was one of the biggest fears, I think, for them was, well, these are Windows applications. I can't run Android. How will I be able to access them? Well, conveniently enough, Zebra had enough foresight to build in integration through terminal emulation that makes it very, very easy for you to be able to run Windows apps through RDP or through Telnet settings from an Android device. So we went and visited them and brought a demo with us. They had a lot of great questions. They had questions about enterprise mobility management. They had questions about securing the devices, being able to lock down apps, preventing people from visiting sites that they shouldn't necessarily be visiting. So they wanted to really see how they could control the users and make them more productive. And we were happy to do that. So we lent them a device, an MC33, long range barcode scanner, and we walked through the setup with them and we did it shoulder to shoulder. So once they were able to bring it back into their production environment and they were able to show some of the other people who would be handling the device, they immediately noticed that this isn't going to be as scary as a lot of people anticipated they thought it would be. So really that discovery process is something that we're really proud at Lowry to offer. I think it definitely separates us from a lot of our competition to have that level of engagement and commitment to our customers and their experience to make sure they get the right devices, to make sure that they can manage the life cycle of those devices, and also just to know that you have a trusted advisor that you can rely on that will help walk you through some of these processes through our services and other offerings.
So Nick, no, thank you. So, and I know this client had been on the Windows platform for over 8 years. How long, I mean, in a time frame did it take when you got on the customer site and getting on their network and taking that Android device to connect to their applications for end user? Like, how long did that take?
It took just under 15 minutes.
Outstanding.
Yeah. So we had gathered some information prior to our visit. We were able to connect with their IT manager, who was able to provide us with some of the configuration settings that we knew we would need so that there were no surprises. And we were able to, in-house at Lowry, get those configured. And when we arrived, it was plug and play. As soon as they pulled it out of the box, it connected to their internet. They were able to RDP into Windows applications through the remote desktop app. They were able to use the wavelength terminal emulation telnet settings to be able to access their green screen applications and their ERP system. So, a long story short, at first there was the trepidation and there was the uncertainty. And now they've purchased hundreds of devices from us and they are completely ecstatic about it, so much so that they don't want to return the demo unit back to us until their new units they ordered arrived.
Outstanding. Yeah, no, it was just a great story of, and again, the comfort of sitting down with the client to ask the right questions to be able to assist them, not just dump a device in their lap and say, you have a migration to worry about, to assist them along the way, and a happy customer, you're right, that's buying a number of platforms and now planning their future across the rest of the plant. So it was just a great job, Nick, on your involvement and the Zebra product line to make that work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Outstanding. Well, thanks so much, Nick. You're outstanding at what you do.
Thank you.